I'm Kennedy.
I'm Brooklyn.
And we got next.
You next up and you ain't been on Sports Like Talk. Like, what are you doing? Hey, you better hit him up.
Look, you breaking next and you up next. Keep the wins so hard. Rise a star on the big scene. Make them know who you are. You don't break a sweat. Don't settle for less. They put you through that test. Your resume that flex. Who got next? Who got next? SLT, ready, set, go. Who got next? Who got next? Living my dreams and all your goals. Who got next? Who got next? You can ask B. Jones or head coach. Who got next? Who got next? You next up, so here's my vote. Shoot.
SLT Nation, what it do, fam? Welcome back to another fire episode of Sports Life Talks. You got next, a platform that gives exposure to the voices of tomorrow. That's right, it is season four, the year of the Mamba. It is Mambas only, ladies and gentlemen. As KT and I, we are heading all across this country, and we are finding rising superstars, future phenoms in our communities who are doing big things and accomplishing big dreams. And KT, today we got double trouble in the building, ladies and gentlemen. That's what I'm talking about. Two of the dopest twins in the DFW, all in the state of Texas. They are just making a tremendous amount of noise, and they are both super long. So y'all make some noise. H-Town, give it up for one of your very own, representing C.E. King, the 6-0 Wings, Brooklyn and Kennedy Alexander.
How y'all doing?
I'm doing good. How you doing? How you doing today, BB and KK?
We're good.
Hey, can we call y'all BB and KK?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Oh, no, hey, that's true family. That's true love. Well, check this out. If this is your first time watching the show, Kevin, we've been down in Houston. We might need to set up resident in Houston. We're getting some love out of Houston, but I am your host, the mouth of the South, B. Jones, the OG, all things Louisiana. I'm gonna put your L's up. Mr. Yeet is in the building, and I'm rocking alongside my brother from another mother, the other side of the logo, the Quiet Storm. Shh. All facts, no cap, the head coach, KT, Kev. Which one you got in the one-on-one game, man? You was talking backstage. I'm gonna let you pick which one you playing against, bro.
And I'm gonna say the same thing I said backstage. Which one of them got me, B. Jones? I ain't scared of them, B. Jones. It's the year of the Mamba. If they want the work, we can give them their work.
Kevin, I don't know if we want this work here, man. These girls said they cold with it.
Y'all know.
Okay. Here's the thing, though. We can't back down now, B. Jones. I already didn't talk to us, so we got to go through it. I'm sorry.
KT, I seen them play twice, and they monsters on that court. All right, hey, ladies, are y'all ready for the moment of truth? Do we have our two truths and a lie? Well, if you're new to the show, this is our first game that we play. It's an icebreaker. We call it the moment of truth. It's basically two truths and a lie. So the girls have selected three facts about themselves before the show, and here's the ringer. One of those facts is not true. KT and I will have exactly 60 seconds to deliberate, work with each other, and try to figure out which one of these statements is not true. Truthful. All right, ladies, let's go. Tell us your three facts.
You want to go first, or you can go first? Oh, okay. My two truths and a lie. I have an older brother. I love seafood, and I once played volleyball.
Okay. All right. What are yours, BB?
Okay. Mine is I love avocado. I love to bake. I've been playing basketball since I was 5.
Okay, so I'm gonna say she a cook already. We know she can cook up on the court, so I'm gonna say she love to bake. Now that avocado is a thing. Now the seafood, she in Houston. You gotta like seafood to be in Houston, KT. So we gonna say she likes seafood. I'm gonna say no on avocado, and I'm gonna say yes, she was played in the 5th grade. So we just gotta figure out KK's last one, man.
See, this is the time where they should have said, "Hey, you know, I got a twin."
So the question is, do you think they have an older brother?
With their skill set, B. Jones, don't we always say yes?
All right. So we're gonna say that so give us your three again, Kenny KK.
I have an older brother, I once played volleyball, and I love seafood.
So we know she loves seafood, and we think she got a. So we don't think she played volleyball.
And then Jones, there's no way if I'm a high school volleyball coach and I see these young ladies and they're not going to play volleyball, they don't have a brother. They ain't got a brother.
All right, so they ain't got a brother, and we're going to say she don't like avocados. Y'all tell us which ones were y'all lies.
We don't have another brother.
Oh, my goodness.
Hey,
that was
funny. Y'all had it right on, too.
Hey, we got lucky, Kevin. Way to make that last second.
What? No, they'd be lucky if we beat them in basketball. No one lucky on this.
I'm feeling good now. Let's get this party started. All right, ladies, if you're watching the show right now, if you're riding your car, we need everybody out there to lift up their right hand. That's right. Get it up. Come on, ladies, pick your right hand up. All right, we need you to reach over your left shoulder. We need you to grab that belt and strap up, click, clack, and it's time to go to work. And the first order of business on this incredible journey with the twins is we got to pay the bills. That's right. We got to get all of y'all who are watching this to show us some love and support so we can keep this amazing momentum in 2024 going. We call this the SLT Trinity. We need you all to do three critical, huge things that won't cost you a penny that allow us to take this show to a whole another level. That's right. Number one, we need you to smash that subscribe button and become a part of the Sports Life Talk family. We promise you, you won't be disappointed. Number two, we need you to hit that like button as many times as Elon Musk and Mark Zuckerberg will allow you to hit it. Matter of fact, create another email address, log in and hit that like button again so this show will bubble all the way up to the top. And last but not least, we need you to share this with all of your people. I know King is cold. I seen y'all hoop. So we need y'all to share this so we can make sure everybody know what H-Town is doing down there at basketball. Yo, twin, is King going to show us some love? Are they going to hold us down?
Oh, yeah. For sure. All
right, y'all got to show us some love. Let's do it like we true to it. Let's make some noise for your boys. One, two, three. Boom! Yeah! Hey, KT, I like the energy. I love the energy that we're getting right now. If you did any of those three things, we want to tell you how much we appreciate you. All right, what is your favorite emojis that y'all are using right now, twins? Whenever y'all texting your friends or y'all letting mama know y'all going to be out a little bit later, staying out to practice, what's the emoji y'all using the most?
Well, my favorite emoji is like the crying face emoji,
like the laughing, crying face.
All right, so y'all heard the young ladies throw us the laughing, crying emoji in the chat and let us know if you did any of those three things so KT and I can reach out and tell you what, KT.
Thank you. And then thank you again. I had to do it twice, B. Jones. We got two answers.
Everything is twice on this show. That's right. Because around here, we don't do fans. We don't do follows. We only do family. So welcome to Sports Life Talk and welcome to the family. All right, young ladies, it is time to crack this thing open and tell them your story. And we're about to tell them what makes you tick. Hey, y'all ready for the Sports Life Talk initiation?
Yes.
All right, KT, heat them up.
We'll see. All right, Kennedy, I'm going to ask you the first one. But first of all, to initiate both of y'all into the SLT family, you got to give us your top five music artists. So, Kennedy, go first.
My first, okay, you know her.
We ain't that old, Kennedy.
Rod Wave, Brent Faiyaz, Lil Baby, and SZA.
Okay, Brooklyn, what you got?
Okay, so Megan Thee Stallion, Summer Walker, SZA, Moneybagg Yo, and I like a couple Rod Wave songs, a couple.
So you gonna get Rod Wave your fifth slot? You gonna show her love to Rod Wave with that one?
Yeah, he at the end though.
All right, so
we went to his concert and she didn't know none of the songs.
I'm more of like the old song, so I knew like Rags to Riches. I knew the old songs, but Great Gatsby is my jam right now. I like that. So,
KT, we're going to talk to him after the show about this SZA though. She a little toxic. She a little toxic.
No, she's not.
Oh yeah, she is. You know she toxic. Listen to that music. All right, so what we like to do, we like to rank everybody's top five, and the highest you can get is 10. But it is two of y'all on the show, so
it's
you
know what, KT.
Let's give him 22. We're going to give him 22.
11 of you.
Your finger hurt, B. Jones? You good?
I'm good. I'm still hype over the fact we got the moment of truth. We got 2 points in the moment of truth.
Man, I did not see that one coming. All right, so who is your favorite superhero and why? In Brooklyn, you go first this time.
Yes, my mom.
All right, mom's a superhero. I like that one.
All right, what about you, Kennedy?
Same.
B. Jones, I'm gonna stop letting them off the hook with, even though your mom is a superhero, but they gotta have to give me superheroes going forward.
Hey, they daddy a superhero too with two twin girls. Hey, that.
Yeah, he is too.
with no older brother. With no older brother. I know he got gray hair already. He probably
Yeah, he's around here.
All right, so since every good superhero needs their own theme music, I need for both of y'all to give me your theme songs.
Y'all know the song Humble by Lil Baby? Humble like by Lil Baby.
I know who Lil Baby is. I can tell you the song, but yeah.
that's my theme song. I like that song. I like New Level. Like, you know, I'm on a new level.
Hey, Steph,
we know that one.
Yeah, I like that one.
All right, so we have a running debate on our show. I want to be a singer. B. Jones wants to be the dancer. So we need for y'all to break the ties for your show. Would y'all rather be a singer or would you rather be a dancer?
A singer. I can't do either or.
But if you had to pick, which one you picking?
I would rather be a singer.
Man, BJ, we're dominating on you.
I saw a video of them singing with their team, KT. I know they think they can sing because they were singing with all their heart. So I can see the singer coming.
All right. So, what is something that basketball has taught y'all that y'all can use when you're not on the court? And Kennedy, go first.
Basketball has taught me to like be confident, and it's taught me like to overcome how to overcome adversity when I'm being faced with it. To have like a positive mindset and stuff like that. Like, just gotta be positive.
Gotcha. Brooklyn, what you got?
I'd say patience. That's what's taught me patience. Because, you know, everything's not going to come when you want it, but eventually it will come. And that's for, like, everything you do in life. So, yeah, patience.
All right. So, I asked you a lot of questions in initiation, but this one here is probably the most important to B. Jones and our hearts and our stomach. So, we come down there to rock with y'all. What's that one food spot you're going to recommend, and what is your go-to meal there?
For me, it's a brunch spot. Y'all, like, I don't know if y'all like breakfast or... like brunch.
We love food.
Yeah.
Love food.
So one of the spots that I like is called The Yolk. It's a pretty good brunch spot in Houston. And I just usually get like the regular breakfast, like bacon, egg, grits, and yeah.
What about you, Brooke?
I'd say we went to this it's another brunch spot, but we went to this place for our birthday called The Grooves, and you gotta go in the daytime, you want to be calm, but it was really good. I recommend the chicken, and it's not chicken and waffles, it's like they're chicken wings and waffles, so they're like actual hot wings, but they were really good, and the waffles is like red velvet waffles. They're so good.
All right, KT, you go to The Yolk, I'm going to The Groove with BB.
Okay, go to both, B. Jones.
Let's go to both. I don't know if we can eat that much, KT. We're about to be down there in Houston for a week to eat all that.
Man, I'm down. All right, so if you hit that subscribe button or thinking about doing so, please do leave us your top 5 music artists, your theme song, and your favorite superhero in the comments. And go to our website, sltyougotnext.com, to learn more about us and the other You Got Next family members. Now allow me to turn over to B as we learn more about our newest play cousins, Miss Kennedy and Brooklyn Alexander. So go ahead and take it away, brother.
Alexander twins, welcome to the show. This is a momentous show for us because KT and I, of course, social media is always popping and we find a lot of the guests that way, but very rarely are we sitting in a building and we don't even know the team that's about to play. And then all of a sudden we start watching them play and we like, man, that girl, they're off the chain. And then you look up, you're like, wait a minute. They look kind of alike. It's the Oh, them girls off the chain. At that point, we was like, we got to get them on the show. These twins are amazing. They are absolute buckets. And two-thirds of Tulsa's women basketball recruiting class in the class of 24. So we're going to talk about this amazing journey you guys have been on. But let's take them back to the beginning. It sounded like y'all started playing basketball when y'all was 5 years old. So tell us about this incredible journey and what made y'all fall in love with the game of basketball.
Yeah, so we just grew up around it. Our older sister played, our parents played, and so basketball honestly just grew on us, and we just fell in love with it at a very young age.
You guys are both 6 feet tall on the dot.
I think I'm taller, but
have y'all always been that tall? I mean, like, have y'all always been the tall, slender kids in the class?
Yes, definitely. In every single grade.
Every single grade. So when did y'all really get serious with this basketball thing?
Me personally, I'd say sixth grade because that was the first time that I actually started playing like on a real AAU team. And that's whenever I started taking it serious for real, because I didn't know what came with it. I was just playing it just to do something. I didn't know, oh, I can go to school for free playing this sport, anything like that. I didn't understand that until seventh grade, but sixth grade is whenever I really started to get invested into it.
Now, how would you describe your style? Because I saw a little bit of a Brandon Ingram, KT. I don't know who the female version would have been, but I saw some BI in their game, because they both can shoot, they both can penetrate, they super long and play defense. That's the problem when you play King. I know this version of King. You had to get ready for a team that was gonna clamp you down. They played defense for 40 minutes of basketball or whatever it is, 36 minutes or whatever it is for basketball. But they put it on you. So how would you ladies describe your playing style?
For me, I'm very versatile. I can play any position. And I like, just me being long, it just gives me more room to play more positions on the court. So
what about you, BB?
Me personally, I like to say I'm very versatile too. I can play from anything from the 3 to the 5. I can shoot the ball, I can take you inside, I can, you know, drive you. So that's the good thing about it. Being this length gives me an advantage to be able to, you know, stretch the floor, because they may think, oh, she's finna go down and post up, but I'm gonna take you to that 3-point line.
Yeah, for real. Now you guys have been playing all your lives with each other. Do y'all kind of, you know, they always say twins can read each other's brain.
It's telepathy.
Do y'all have telepathy when y'all playing? Do y'all communicate with just an eye glance and y'all know what the other one is gonna do?
Kinda, yeah.
Like she'll be at the high post, and like I'll be up top, and so I'll pass to her at the high post, and then I'll cut. she'll hand it off to me.
And most of the time it works. Like I'll hand it off to her, and she'll go score the layup or something. Like most of the time it works. The teams will eventually catch on to it, but
or like I'll drive, and then she'll be outside the 3-point line. I know she's outside the 3-point line, so I'll drive, and then I'll kick it to her, and she gonna knock it.
Yeah, it's good playing with each other, because we know where each other is on the court for the most part. I mean, it may be a few slip ups, but you know, most of the time we know where each other is on the court.
Now, y'all not the only twins sets in the DFW area, in the nation. It's some dope sets of twins out there. But to me, y'all seem like y'all have always played together, and it seems like pure love between the two of you. Have y'all always enjoyed playing with each other? Have y'all ever played apart also? I mean, has it always been BB and KK against the world?
But like when we're in practice, we're always on separate teams. Like our coaches do not always like us on the same team. he thinks it's so unfair.
Or we're on the same team. They're like, BB and KK can't be on the same team. We're like, this is the starting five.
Right? Yeah.
So
we've always played together though. So.
So now you guys, y'all never played a part. You've always played with each other. So walk us through this decision you guys had to make as a team, as y'all can see on KK's t-shirt, to attend Tulsa University. What was that experience like? What was the trips like? And when did you guys know as a family that this was the decision that you were going to make?
So originally, whenever we first started playing AAU, Tulsa caught their eye on KK first. So KK went to the camp, the elite camp, which was also a visit for her. And I had just sprained my ankle in the Orlando tournament, so I was in a boot. So I wasn't able to participate in the camp. But I still went, and I went with her on her visit. And it was her visit, so I'm like, oh, my God, like, you know, this is a nice school. Like, I like them and things like that. And so I didn't know that Coach Angie had her eye on me the whole time also. So she came to one of our games in the season versus Summer Creek last season. And we ended up losing by 8 to Summer Creek, but it was an intense game. It was such a good game.
Yeah, Summer Creek is great. That's a great team.
Yeah, I played good. She played good. We both played good. And then I want to say, like, a week later, Coach Angie called and offered me also, which that was our very first offer that we got together. And so it was like, we was very excited, especially because everything that I seen on her visit, I love, but you know, it was her visit.
Right, right.
So whenever she offered me, I was just so like ecstatic. I was so excited. And so I went on my visit and then we just knew that it was the right place for us.
Yeah, like the coaches just make it feel like home, like they're real. Like, I don't know, like, they're just so supportive and, like, they believe in us. And so, like, it just, that just kind of, like, narrowed our decision to, like, go with Tosca. Like, they're just,
I mean, and then, of, like, course the, great of course, the bonus is that we get to play with each other.
Right,
and
right.
And both see something in both of us, right. You know?
So let's, you know, Coach Angie gonna probably send me a nasty message after this one. But were there anybody that came close to stealing y'all away? Was there another team or another school that could have possibly broke the twins up?
Honestly, no. Because like right. we've always said we wanted to go to school together. So, and then Tulsa, like, we just committed to Tulsa. Like, that was, they wanted both of us, and like, we love the campus, we love the coaching staff. So
we love the team also.
Yeah, and the team.
They were very welcoming. Mm-hmm. And then also I felt like us both, we just fit into their style of play very good. And no, I don't really think it was any competition. Yeah. I feel like that's why the decision was so easy for us.
Mm-hmm. That's dope. That's super dope. So what are y'all going to major in when we get to school in this fall, this upcoming fall? What classes we going to be tending to?
So I want to, well, I'm still kind of like narrowing my decision, or like, I don't know. Okay, so I would want to major in kinesiology because, like, I would probably want to be an x-ray tech, but I want to go overseas first. So, but I'll probably major in kinesiology.
What about you, BB?
So my goal is to major in nursing while I'm at Tulsa. Is going to allow me to be able to do the nursing program and play basketball at the same time. They have I think two girls or one of them. It's two or one that is able to do the nursing program and be able to balance her basketball schedule around that. So that's my goal. I think I just start off with my basics my freshman year. So I don't think I get into, you know, the clinicals and stuff like that until my junior year, senior year, you know.
Kevin, they educated. They smart. They got this name mapped out. So let's talk a little NIL, because now we know that the women's game is getting this just due. Tulsa's a market that needs some faces. You guys have a perfect image, just wonderful all-American young ladies. What is an NIL deal? Like, if I were to give you $100,000 each and we say we're going to sponsor y'all for the next 4 years, what's a company outside of Nike? Because everybody want Nike and Jordan. What's a company that you would like to represent y'all as twins?
Can we do Adidas?
No sneaker deals. No sneaker deals. They're gonna send us they'll flag us as well. We gotta stay away from the sneaker deals.
I'd say nothing but cakes.
There we go. Hope y'all love nothing but cakes.
Yeah. Have y'all ever tried them?
Oh, man, love some nothing but cakes. Hey, yes. might run through that tomorrow.
No. Yeah, they actually just built a nothing but cakes, like, right by our house.
Like, right by it.
So, like, we so grateful for that.
I know. So what we got to do is we got to get, like, the vanilla and the chocolate and have a merging. We're going to call that, the twin Alexander twin cake. Right. It's going to have both y'all flavors mixed into
the twin tower special.
See, that's what I'm talking about. See all these NIL opportunities we create for these young ladies. Now, you just finished Your last year AAU under Texas U. Kevin, you know, this might be a Texas U invasion. We just got finished doing Gwendolyn. We got Kayana coming up. We had Coach Rich Anderson on the show. This Texas U thing is getting kind of ignorant on this joint. But you also finished your senior year of high school. What are you guys going to miss most about playing for CE King and playing high school basketball in Houston, Texas?
I would say I'm gonna miss Coach Prevost, Coach D, the whole coaching staff. Like, I love the whole coaching staff. Like, our relationship with the coaching staff is so unbelievable. Like, they're not just coaches. They care about us, like, as people. They care about us. Like, they make sure we have everything we need on and off the court. You can come to any of the coaches about anything, and like, they're gonna receive it so great. They're gonna give us advice. I just love the coaches. I'm gonna miss the coaching staff for sure.
Yeah, the relationships
with the coaches.
Yeah, that's the same for you, KK. You're gonna miss the coaches as well.
I'm gonna miss the relationships, the players.
The players. We all build this bond, and a lot of us, the team we had this year was a completely different team from last year. So everybody was just starting to get all close, and it's like now we're all seniors, so we all splitting up. So that's also sad. It's bittersweet.
Now, what are y'all doing when y'all are not working on your basketball game? What are y'all doing for fun? What are the 17, the 18-year-old young ladies doing in their downtime?
Sleeping.
These basketball players get sleeping. Every single basketball player's out sleeping. Hey, y'all ain't shopping. Y'all ain't spending none of Brandon money.
No. No.
Sometimes.
Yeah, we do most of our shopping online, so we don't have to go out the house to go shop.
It's like, it's hard for us just to go to a store and find like jeans or shorts, like our size, like it's
really,
so we just stop online.
Or shoes, like you're not gonna be able to find them in the store that often. Or the women's shoe only goes up to a 9, right. So you gotta order it online.
What size shoes y'all wear?
We were 11.
Is that 11 in women's? So that's
11 in women's.
Okay,
but
okay.
The cute shoes is always in the women's.
Yep, you're right.
Sizes are too small.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. So I guess Shein and Amazon pulling up every day, huh?
And Fashion Nova.
Hey, see, now another NIL deal. We can get on that Fashion Nova. All right, ladies, we got 2 minutes left. And this is the year of the Mamba. KT and I, we coined it the year of the Mamba. It's synonymous with 24. Kennedy, you wear 24. We ain't going to talk about why y'all wear y'all numbers, because those are two just prominent numbers. But with that being said, you know, everybody has that moment in their career where they rose to the occasion. They blacked out. They did something special. Regardless if it was on the court or off the court, what was y'all Mamba moment? And we'll start with you, KK. Give us your Mamba moment first in your career.
Okay. So last season, we played against Humble, and I had a broken toe, and I didn't know it was broken, but I ended up playing with a broken toe. So, and like before the game, I was crying. I was like, I'm not gonna be able to play through this. Like, it was just crazy. So, and we had to win that game. So I played, I got in the game, and I just went off. Like, I just went crazy. Like, that was one of my best games, I feel like. But yeah, I just went crazy. Like, I was like, you know what, forget this toe. Like, we gonna push through this, like, and we gonna win this game. And we got the dub. So yeah, I think that was probably one of my Mamba moments.
That definitely is a Mamba. You know, Kobe had a situation where he had to pop his finger back in place.
Yeah.
It was broken, he kept playing. So that definitely is a Mamba moment. What about you, BB?
So this season we were in the Baytown League tournament, and it was heated competition. We had Cedar Hill, Side Springs, like it was Corbin, Austin. Yeah, it was plenty competition. So we ended up beating Side Springs to advance to the championship, and we had lost to Side Springs at the beginning of the season. So we beat Side Springs. Everybody, like, we happy. We beat Side Springs. So then we played Corbin Austin, who just knocked off Cedar Hill. And we like, oh Lord, like Corbin Austin and beat Cedar Hill. We finna go against Sean, Andrea, like we finna go against them. So, you know, we had to mentally prepare. So we get the game started. We up. It's a close game the whole time. By halftime, we're down 11. We're down by 11. And we just keep fighting. We keep fighting. Like, we keep pushing. It's about 50 seconds left. And I had a wide open layup to tie the game. Like, not wide open, but I had the layup to tie the game. And I ended up pulling the three because it was about 30 seconds left. And I was like, I don't want to go into overtime. And I ended up hitting the three to win the game.
KK, when she shot that three, what was going through your mind? You're like, oh Lord,
I was just so happy that she hit it, because I was like, you literally could have drove. I was like, oh, she better hit this fast as she hit it.
I did not want to tie the game, so I pulled the three and we were up by one.
Maybe you got to that sideline, your coach said, don't ever do that again.
I don't know. He was jumping up and down. He was jumping up and down. I think he was just a shot, to be honest.
Hey, one last. You just presented something that was crazy, and I'm glad you said it with Sean, because Sean is underrated. I think the Alexander Twins are underrated. It's so many. The Heather Bayman.
Yeah.
And then you talk about the Cy Springs trio. They got a monster team, which we've had two of those young ladies on the show. But should Houston Hoopers get more credit than what y'all getting? Because there's some dope ballers out there. Because, you know, I went on Wax multiple times talking about how dope Dallas is. And, you know, we hold Dallas down. But I'm starting to fall in love with the Houston basketball circuit. So we got to make sure we turn up for Houston, because y'all doing some major things. And it's D1 talent all through that area.
Many underrated players.
So many. From Jalen, we had J. Lou on the show, Alexis. And I mean, y'all got D1 scholarships. Don't get me wrong. But some of these players could be top 100 in the country. You know what I'm talking about? So
yeah, we played against all of them. There are so many underrated players.
Yeah, we got to get down to Houston definitely next year to watch some basketball. Alexander Twins, welcome to the championship rounds. This is the part of the show with KT and I. We do a little bit of 1-on-1, and you officially now calling all the shots. Now, we got to make a little bit of a change to the game. We're going to skip round one and round two, and we're going to head straight into sudden death overtime because we got both of y'all here. So this is the deal. KT and I, we are super sneakerheads. As a matter of fact, if you are a sneakerhead out there, or you like good podcasts, or just want to enjoy yourself, come hang out with us Wednesday nights at 8 o'clock p.m. Central Standard Time. We go live. It's a fun show. We are creating the conversation, connecting the community, and just capturing the culture. But with that being said, we want you guys to pick a pair of shoes, okay? So both of KT and I picked our favorite pair of shoes that we think represents the Alexander Twins. And on the count of three, I'm going to get y'all to say, hold that sneaker. We're going to show you the pair of sneakers that we got for you, okay? Now, whichever one you select will win this game. It's not a second chance. It ain't. And y'all both have to vote as a team, okay? So y'all get one vote together. Kevin, you got your heat?
Yeah, I'm gonna go with these. I'm ready, B. Let's go.
All right, here we go. On the count of three, hold. Excuse me. On the count of three. One, two, three.
Hold that sneaker. Okay. Yeah, them nice.
Who you going with though? Because I got the CE King ones.
I'm messing with the low.
Yeah, me too.
I see the vision.
Oh my gosh. I just knocked that and the game went in three, B. I was like, Brooklyn. I knocked down that three. So yeah, there we go.
I'm gonna need CE King to show up in the comments on this one, because I know for a fact them royal blue ones was off the chain. It would have went perfect with the jerseys and everything. All right, y'all, we got to get them up out of here, but we know the title of the show is You Got Next, and all that means is we want to leave them with a little inspiration about some of the amazing things that's to come from the Alexander Twins. So when you think about your future, when you think about what's coming up next for you guys, what are you most excited about? We'll start with you, BB.
I'd say the work and the accomplishments that's ahead. I'm, manifesting for some accomplishments when I get to college, some goals, some accolades, I know I'm gonna have to work hard for them, but that's my plan, is to work hard and have that drive, that confidence as I continue my college career.
All right, what about you, KK?
She stole my answer.
That's that twin telepathy. She read your brain right there.
I say just focusing on like finding a career after college and just being successful throughout life. And
now I gotta put you on the spot for 1 second, KK, because you said something earlier today about going overseas. Now y'all trying to hoop overseas as a career?
I'm trying to hoop overseas. I just want to like explore, experience the world.
Brooklyn, you don't want to go overseas? You're like, nah, I'm gonna stay right here on U.S. soil.
Yeah, I'm gonna stay in the U.S.
Ain't nothing wrong with that. Hey, well, Kennedy, you're gonna have to keep us posted on some of how the Vegemite and some of these different meals taste in Australia, yes, and Greece and Spain.
And the thing is, I'm a picky eater, so it's like I'm gonna have to explore my horizon to step outside my box. So that's what I'm looking forward to.
So we're
gonna even go to Tulsa, like.
They got some good barbecue in Tulsa now. I used to live in Tulsa. Yeah, they got some good barbecue out there. So we're going to start a blog on our website, like Kennedy's Corner, and you tell us some of the things that you got going on overseas. Yeah. But all right, KT.
So do y'all have any shout outs y'all want to give?
Shout out to the whole C King basketball community from Little League, Sheldon Little League, all the way up, because Sheldon Little League is where we started. And you know, everybody in the CD King basketball community came out and supported the girls basketball program for the first time in years. So this season, so shout out to them. Shout out to everybody in the CD King community, Sheldon ISD.
All right, so this is the part of the show where you get a chance to call the person that you think should have next. Tell them, hey, I got a chance to rock with B. Jones and KT. Tell them my story. I want y'all to do the same thing. With that said, twins, who are y'all calling out? Who should have next?
Heather Jordan and Mina
Castle. All right, Heather and Mina. Why? Real quick, we gonna let y'all get two because it's two of y'all. So why Heather and Mina?
Heaven.
Okay, thank you, Heaven.
Yes. Because I just feel like they're both underrated as well. Like, but Mina, she just committed to Northwestern State. So that's pretty good. And
yeah.
Heaven. I don't know if y'all know her. She was the point guard for us.
Okay.
Yeah, so like they're just real underrated, and I want them to be on y'all's show.
All right, well, Heaven and Mina, y'all are officially on the clock. Your tickets just got punched, so let the world know that you are up next. But Brooklyn and Kennedy, Alexander, you got next. Y'all are the truth. I love your energy. I love your articulation. I love your vibe. You two are monsters on the court, but more than that, you are amazing human beings off the court, and we are going to be rocking with you guys every step of the way. Let us know if you need anything, because you are extraordinary and elite. You deserve a yeet. Oh my God, back at it again. Yeah. Oh my God, back at it again. Let's go. KT, I love doing this show. Brooklyn, Kennedy, thank y'all. And Sports Life Talk Nation, thank y'all for watching another fire episode of You Got Next. We appreciate the love. We appreciate you hanging out with us for 40 minutes. And we got to ask y'all to do it one more again. That's right. We need you to smash that subscribe button, hit that like button, and share this episode out so we can tell the world how dope Houston is, how dope the Twins is, and they better be watching out, because Tulsa about to be all on their head next year. Y'all better start watching out for Tulsa. Hey, so check us out, and also tap in with us on our social media at Sports Life Talk, all one word. We're the only Sports Life Talk in the game, so it's easy to find us. And if you want to be on the show, we know Heaven and Mina, they got the plug, they dope, they got a story, so we gonna get them on the show. But if you got a story, go to our website, sltyougotnext.com, click on the nominate tab, tell us a little bit why you are why you feel like you got next, and then we can reach out to you and get you an audition to be on the show. And last but not least, if you're a podcast junkie like myself, make sure you tap in. We got the whole show, as well as over 500 other shows in the audio format wherever you listen to your podcast. So you can take You Got Next in the gym, in the car, in the kitchen. It don't matter. You can take the smooth sounds of the mouth of the South, B. Jones, and the velvet tones of the head coach KT anywhere you want to listen to You Got Next. All right, KT, let's get out of here, man.
Hey, thank y'all for rocking with us. Whatever you need from us, please let us know, and we got your back.
Thank you.
Nice talking to you guys.
Yes, we really appreciate it.
Hey, BB, I'm on a new level. I'm on a new level. Yeah, let's go. Let's go. Sports Life Talk Nation, we love y'all. Stay safe. Be blessed. Respect each other and love one another, because together we are better. And keep dreaming big, because you never know. Your story may be the next one featured on Sports Life Talks. You got next. Yeet.
I knew you had next, cause you always working, you always grinding, you're in your bag cause you're always working, like in due time. I knew you got next. Oh, you did it, huh? Crack the code. You got next, you smashing goals. You want next, you need exposure. Well, Sports Like Talk got the baddest show, like the baddest hut in the room. Podcast to tune into just for you to talk your shit. Talk your mushroom. You want what you eat and you should consume. Sports Like Talk from the late night to the afternoon, then rest repeat. Hit the like, leave a comment, or subscribe so you don't miss a beat. You got next, it's a small taste of a winning meal from a chef type of celebrity. What's up next is you, at least you better be. Yeah, you got next, yeah. I can feel it. Just like me, you got next, and what comes next, tune in next time and you'll see. Cause if you got next, yeah, if you got next, if you got next, then you're just like me. If you got next, if you got next, yeah, if you got next, then you know where to be. I'm talking Sports Life, talking this, yeah, yeah, yeah.